But I'll give you a little warning here. Even the things you are good at, you don't want to rely on for your self-worth and your self-esteem. Isn't it interesting that as we get older, as you saw just a few moments with me, our ability to do the things that we were good at when we were young start to disappear. So you can't rely on being a good skateboard rider. You can't rely on having a good job or being successful for your self-esteem, for your self-worth. You need something deeper. You need deeper foundations, surer roots. You need something that you can rely on from the time you are young right through to your old age. And that's something that I have found that gives me self-worth and self-esteem. No matter what I look like, no matter how good I am at something, that person who gives me that assurance is Jesus Christ. And for a few moments today, I want to share with you how Jesus can give you a self-worth that nothing, not even old age, can take away from you. Let me take you to the Bible. I want to share with you a story about a man called Zacchaeus and Jesus. And in this story, and the reason I want to take you is because in this story, I want to share with you how I have found value in myself, how I build my self-worth and my self-esteem. And perhaps as I share this story with you, you too can find some value in yourself. Luke chapter 19, the story starts in verse 1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Verse 2. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was very rich. Interesting thing here is when you read the story and you look at Jesus' life, he's heading to Jerusalem. He didn't have to go to Jericho. He goes to Jericho for no other reason than he wants to see Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a tax collector, so he's probably not that popular. I don't know many people who like tax collectors, but he was rich. And usually people will hang around if you're rich. And you know, I'm here on Venice Beach, place of immense wealth, of perfect bodies. Problem with that is wealth can go overnight and bodies get old and they deteriorate. Again, you can't rely on what you have or who you are for your self-worth and for your self-esteem. So here we have Jesus coming to Jericho to see Zacchaeus. And just as Jesus went especially to Jericho, make no mistake, he went to Jericho to see Zacchaeus, so he will go out of his way to come and see you. Now that should give you an idea of how much you are worth. That should give you an idea of the value that Jesus puts on you. Whether you live here in this beautiful country called the United States of America, or whether you come from Australia, which is my home, or wherever you are, I want to tell you, make no mistake, if you need Jesus, he will come just as he did to Zacchaeus. Here on Venice Beach, I almost feel like I'm back on the Gold Coast. Beautiful beach here, but I guess the real difference is behind me you see this quintessential American lifeguard tower. It kind of makes me feel like I'm on the set of Baywatch instead of Wirunga Adventist Television. But it is Wirunga Adventist Television and we're here to share Jesus. And I want to take you back to the story of Zacchaeus. Luke chapter 19. In verse 1 we found that Jesus is going to Jericho. He's going to Jericho to find Zacchaeus. In verse 2 we find out that Zacchaeus is a tax collector. He's probably unpopular, but people would be careful around him. And secondly, he's rich. And I can't prove this, but I would almost guarantee you that Zacchaeus found his self-worth, his self-esteem in life from the fact that he was a tax collector and people treated him carefully. And secondly, I am sure that he got self-worth and value because he was rich. A lot of people, that's why they want money. And here you've got Zacchaeus, who is probably suffering a little from his self-esteem and self-worth and self-value. Verse 3, what does Jesus do? Love this story. And he, this is Zacchaeus, sought to see who Jesus was. But he could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature. You know, for all the problems Zacchaeus had in his life, and we don't know what they were, but for all the problems that he was plagued with, the one thing he did right is he went looking for Jesus. And perhaps you've never gone looking for Jesus. Now would be a good time, especially if you're not sure of your value, of your worth, especially if you're feeling down and you feel like you're not worth much and if you're of no value to the world. Well, I'll tell you, that is a good time to go looking for Jesus. And Zacchaeus, the one thing he did right is he goes looking for Jesus. And Jesus knew it, because before Zacchaeus went looking for him, Jesus came to Jericho looking for Zacchaeus. I want to read verse 3 again, and then I want to go to verse 4. And he, this is Zacchaeus, sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. How amazing are the parallels of this story for us today. I see it all the time. People who are down and out, who consider themselves not to be worth anything, when in fact us who are looking on often see people of great value, but that's how they feel inside. And do you know what? It's how you feel inside that matters. And they go looking for Jesus, and there is always impediments. And here the impediment is the crowd. And in my experience, 21 years of being a pastor, I have seen the crowd get in the way of people finding Jesus almost every single time. In fact, if you're going to come to Jesus, you've got to get through the crowd. And if you can't get through the crowd, climb a sycamore tree. Do whatever you've got to do to get to him. Because I'm telling you again, if you're down and if you're out and if you're at the bottom of the barrel, if you're scraping along the bottom of life's road, there is no place other than you should be than with Jesus. And you need to remove everything that gets in the way of you being with Jesus. Why? Because Jesus will be the beginning of your new life. Jesus will bring healing, and Jesus will bring self-worth and value to your life, just as we're about to see he did for Zacchaeus. Now, before I go to verse 5, I want you to notice something here, and it's important to this story. Zacchaeus has got himself in a place where he can now see Jesus. Jesus hasn't come along yet, but he can see Jesus, and it wouldn't hurt you to get yourself in a place where you can see Jesus. If that means opening your Bible, guess what? You're in a place where you can see Jesus. If that means getting on your knees, even if you don't know that he or believe that he exists or are not sure, just get on your knees and begin to talk to him in prayer. You're in a place where you can see Jesus. If it means going to church, what a great place to be to see Jesus. I want to tell you that every week, Jesus is in church. And if you go there, you will meet Jesus. Now look what happens in this story. Zacchaeus has climbed his sycamore tree. He is looking out for Jesus, and look what happens. And as surely as it happened to Zacchaeus in Jericho almost 2 millennia ago, it will happen to you too if this is your desire. Luke 19 verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus. And he said to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must stay at your house." I remember as a small boy, this story was very large in our family worship times. It was one of our favorites. I grew up on a farm, lived in an old ramshackle house over 100 years old. We had no power, no hot water. We had an outhouse down the back, a terrifying thing for a little boy. But one of the things we used to do was have family worship. And I remember as we would have family worship, we would all gather together around the lounge room, and my dad would tell the story of Zacchaeus. And when he got to this part, he would stop and we would sing a song. And it's a song that my own little girls now know. Goes something like this. Now Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up into a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And when the Saviour passed that way, he looked up into the tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, because I'm going to your house for tea. Because I'm going to your house for tea." If you go looking for Jesus, he will find you, because he was looking for you first. And he will invite himself home to your place for tea. What does that mean? He will invite himself into your heart. I have lived much of my life without Jesus. I know what it's like not to have Jesus as my Savior, to have Jesus as my friend, to have Jesus to lean on, yeah, to have Jesus as my crutch. Sometimes I have Christians say to me, hey, you just use Jesus as a crutch, that all he is to you. And I say, you're dead right. Jesus is my crutch. He carries me through the hard times of life. But when I invited Jesus into my heart, he came home to my place for tea. And that's what he offers you today. Invite him into your heart. He will come to your place. Luke chapter 19, verse 6. So Zacchaeus made haste and came down from the tree, and he received Jesus joyfully. I often wonder, you know, what it must have been like for Zacchaeus, a tax collector. This guy's unpopular, but he's a rich man, and so he's got people hanging around him who make him feel just, you know, they want his money, they want the benefits of his money, they want the parties and the lifestyle. Probably don't really like Zacchaeus. And I've often wondered, what was it like for Zacchaeus, little short man, probably didn't have all that great self-worth, great value in himself. He can't get through the crowd. You can imagine he wants to see Jesus. He's trying to push his way through. The crowd's blocking him from getting through. He has to climb up, and that is not something a man wants to do. There's something quite not right about seeing a man having to climb up a tree. Almost not dignified. Undignified, but he climbs up the tree anyway. So desperate is he to see Jesus. He thinks all he's going to do is see Jesus from afar, but Jesus stops. You got to remember, Jesus came to Jericho for Zacchaeus, and he's going to come to your house or to your workplace for you. And Jesus stops and he looks up and he says, Zacchaeus, come down. And the Bible says, Zacchaeus came down joyfully. And I want to tell you that one of the most joyful experiences of my life, and it continues to this day, is when I feel and experience and sense the presence of Jesus in my life. This is a beautiful thing. Zacchaeus comes down. Look what happens now. This is exciting. Luke chapter 19, verse 7. But when they saw it, these are all the people watching what Jesus and Zacchaeus were doing. And by the way, you come to Jesus, people do watch. They do see. Verse 7, but when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone, Jesus has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Amazing, isn't it? The Bible says Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He is there serving on the earth, 2 millennia ago, for no other reason than to find and to save people like Zacchaeus. And when Zacchaeus goes looking for him, the crowd first gets in the way, and then when Jesus finds Zacchaeus and calls him down, the crowd begins to murmur. They're still trying to get in the way of Zacchaeus and Jesus coming together. I want you to remember that. You might be down and you might be out, you might be along the bottom of, you know, running along the bottom of life's road, depressed, whatever. You go looking for Jesus, Satan doesn't want you to go there. And he uses other people to stop you. And it could be family, and it could be friends, it could be workmates, it could be anything. Whatever, and let me encourage you with this, whatever stops you coming to Jesus, move it aside. Go around it if you've got to. If you can't go around it, go over it. And if you can't go over it, go under it. And if you can't get under it, ask Jesus to blaze a path through it for you, but go through to Jesus. Don't let people's murmuring, don't let their complaining and whinging about you and Jesus, don't let their unbelief stop you having what Zacchaeus had with Jesus. Zacchaeus didn't, and nor should you. You remember at the beginning of this story, Zacchaeus had two things. He was a tax collector and he had great riches. As I said right at the beginning of this short presentation, I think that they are the two things that Zacchaeus built his self-worth, his self-value on. Now he meets Jesus and Jesus comes home to his place. Look what happens to the things that Zacchaeus is building his self-worth and value upon. Luke chapter 19 verse 8, then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. This is amazing. Zacchaeus is now giving the very things away that made him who he was. He's now giving those things that made him who he was away because he has found a new identity. He has found a new reason to exist. He has found a new foundation for his life. He is now getting his self-worth and his value from somewhere else. It doesn't come from who he is, a tax collector. It's no longer coming from his money because he's giving it away. It's coming from one person and one person alone, and that's Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus will give you. Above all else, he will give you value. He will give you self-worth, and he will give you, as he gave Zacchaeus, salvation. Look at this last verse, verse 9. Zacchaeus gives away much of what he has, and this is Jesus' response to him. Luke chapter 19, verse 9. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, and I hope that in your experience, Jesus can say this to you. Luke 19, verse 9, and Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man, and here's the key to the text, to the whole story, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, you got to get this. Jesus came for people like you and me. He came for people who don't necessarily have all that bigger self-worth, self-value. In fact, sometimes Jesus finds it easier to enter people's hearts who have that experience than the proud and the haughty. He came for people who were down and out. He came for people who were building their self-worth and their self-value on things of this world. He came, and he came to show them that there is another way. And that other way is him. It is Jesus. And I want to appeal to you, I want to challenge you to get down on your knees and to have the experience of Zacchaeus. Get down on your knees and invite Jesus into your home for tea. And just see the difference he will make in your life. Jesus will change everything. Look, go ahead, enjoy your sport, play it, be good at it if you can. Allow it to give you a little boost with your self-esteem and your self-worth. If you're good at your job and you're successful in your career, praise God. Allow it to give you a little bit of a boost. But never, ever sink your foundations of who you are and your self-worth and your value into how good you are at sport. Don't do it, because you'll get old like me. You know what? And I know this is hard to believe, but I once won a triathlon. Look at me now. I'm not going to win a triathlon. I can't allow my self-worth and the value of who I am, deep and intrinsic, to be built on how good I am at sport, or how good I am at work, or how much money I've got, or how beautiful my home is. There's only one place to go, and that's to Jesus Christ. And if Jesus is the reason for your self-worth, if he is the reason for your value, if you know that you are valuable because Jesus, the King of Kings, the King of the universe, loves you, then no matter what this world hurls against you, no matter what obstacles and challenges you face, and no matter how far you may go down into the valley, if Jesus is the reason for your self-worth and your value, you'll always be okay. And that is my prayer for you today. Invite him into your heart and make him the reason for your value and your worth and for who you are. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for being here today. Sometimes I feel of no value, of no worth. Nobody thinks much of me, but that doesn't matter, because I was bought by you and your blood. I was saved by you, and you think I'm important and of value, and so I am. May I understand that deep inside of me, I pray in Jesus' name, amen.